What actually happens when you miss a credit card payment? Missing a credit card payment is not a single event. It is a sequence, and the stages are separated by weeks. The order matters because what you can still do about it changes at each stage, and the consequence people fear most sits at the far end of a sequence that is usually stoppable near the front. The simple version. A missed credit card payment feels like one thing happening. It is a sequence of separate things, triggered at different points by different parties under different rules. The fee comes from your card company. The interest change comes from your card company inside a federal limit. The credit report entry comes from the credit reporting companies, and it arrives last. Because the stages are spread out in time, a payment caught quickly and one left for months produce very different. Stage 1, the due date and the grace period. The grace period is the window between the end of a billing cycle and the date your payment is due. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau puts it plainly. Pay the statement balance in full inside that window, and you are charged no interest on your purchases. Your card company has to get the bill to you at least 21 days before the payment is due, so the window is not something it can quietly shorten. A payment counts as on time if the card company receives it by 5 p.m. on the due date, in the time zone printed on the statement, and if that date falls on a Sunday or a holiday, the next business day counts. The first real consequence of missing it is the one people notice least. You lose the grace period. Interest starts accruing on new purchases from the day you make them rather than after the next statement, and getting the grace period back means paying in full. Stage 2, the late fee. The late fee is the visible consequence and the smallest one. It is a flat charge added to the balance. It is capped by regulation, and the cap has been through active rulemaking and litigation, which is why no dollar amount appears here. The figure that governs your account is in your own cardholder agreement, which is the only place worth reading it. What matters more than the amount is that this is the stage with the best odds of simple reversal. Card companies routinely waive a first. Stage 3, the penalty rate and the federal limit on it. A penalty, a PR, is a higher interest rate a card company applies after a missed payment. The part most people do not know is that a limit exists. Under Regulation Z, the rule implementing the Truth in Lending Act, a card company generally may not increase the rate on the balance you already carry. The main exception is delinquency, and it is specific. The increase is permitted when the required minimum payment has not been received within 60 days after it's due. That gives the sequence a real boundary. A payment that is days or a couple of weeks late does not expose the balance you have already built. A higher rate applies to new purchases, while the existing balance stays where it was. Crossing 60 days past due is what changes that, and it is the single most consequential line in the whole sequence. The same rule also writes in a way back. If the card company raised your rate under that delinquency exception, and it then receives 6 consecutive minimum payments on or before the due date, starting with the first one due after the increase took effect, it must reduce the rate to what applied before. That is not a courtesy to be negotiated. It is a requirement, and 6 months of on-time payments is what triggers it. Stage 4, the credit reporting companies. The last stage is the one people are actually afraid of, and it is the furthest away. Once you are late, the account is delinquent, and if it goes unpaid, the card company may report that delinquency to the credit reporting companies. That is a separate action involving a separate set of firms, and it does not land at the same time as the fee. A payment caught quickly generally never becomes a credit report entry at all, which is why speed matters more here than the amount does. The reason to wait this stage above the others is duration. A late fee is a one-time charge you may be able to get waived. A reported delinquency can generally stay on your credit report for up to 7 years, according to the CFPB. Every other stage in this sequence is measured in days or months. This one is measured in years, and that asymmetry is the whole argument for treating a missed payment as urgent rather than annoying. What you control at each stage. Before the due date, pay something by the deadline if you cannot pay in full. A minimum payment made on time keeps the account out of this sequence entirely, even though it does nothing about the balance. In the first days after, pay, then call about the fee. This is where a waiver is most likely and where nothing has been reported anywhere yet. Before 60 days past due, this is the boundary that protects the balance you already carry from a penalty rate. It is the one deadline in the sequence worth putting in a calendar. After a rate increase, 6 consecutive on-time minimum payments require the card company to put the rate back. Missing one restarts the count. At every stage, contact the card company before it contacts you. The CFPB's standing guidance on card debt is to start with your card company, and the options open to an account that calls early are wider than the options open to one that goes quiet. The real cost lens. The cost of a missed payment is not the fee. It is the grace period, and the grace period is worth more than it looks. A card you were paying in full charged you nothing for the convenience of using it. Lose the grace period and every purchase starts accruing interest from the day you make it. So the same spending carries a cost this week that it did not carry last week, and it keeps carrying it until you pay in full again. The fee is a one-time number you can see. The lost grace. The fee is the smallest consequence and the easiest to reverse. The 60-day line and the credit report entry are the two that matter, and on the day you miss a payment, both are still ahead of you. What this means? Treat a missed payment as a clock rather than a verdict. The stages are separated by weeks. The lasting damage sits at the far end, and nearly every stage still is something you can do. Pay something, call about the fee, and keep the account from reaching 60 days past due. If the rate has already gone up, 6 consecutive on-time payments is the mechanism that brings it back down, and it is written into the rule rather than left to the card company's discretion. What this is not? This is not advice about your account, your debt, or your credit, and it is not a recommendation of any card, lender, or credit repair service. Card terms vary, and your own cardholder agreement governs your account, including fee amounts, penalty rates, and how your card company handles a late payment. The federal rules described here set limits on what card companies may do. They do not describe what every card company does. Rules change and litigation. Sources: Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. What is a grace period for a credit card? The grace period, the 21-day billing requirement, and losing the grace period. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb/what-is-a-grace-period-for-a-credit-card-n47/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. When is my credit card payment considered late? The 5 p.m. cutoff and asking for a fee waiver. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb/when-is-my-credit-card-payment-considered-to-be-late-10/79/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Regulation Z, Section 1026.55, limitations on increasing annual percentage rates, fees, and charges, the 60-day delinquency exception, and the 6-payment reduction requirement. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/rules-policy/regulations/1026/55/. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, need help with your credit card debt? Start with your credit card company. Delinquency reporting and the 7-year window. https://www.consumerfinance.gov/about-us/blog/need-help-your-credit-card-debt-start-your-credit-card-company/.